We'll be back in session.
Mr. Newhouse is requesting authorization to construct a 30-foot by 15-foot open-sided boathouse near the channelward end of his private non-commercial pier situated along the Tank River in Gloucester County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. This is the vicinity map. Catch the lights there, Kathy, please. Vicinity map. This is the Route 3 bridge. The site's about a mile and a half upstream from the bridge, and the river itself is about a half a mile wide at the project site. Development along the shoreline is primarily residential. A little bit closer view of the topographic map. For those of you familiar with the Pankatank River, this is Dancer's Creek. Ferry Creek goes in this way. This is the 2002 Beegin aerials that we use quite often. The red arrow depicts the location of the existing pier now. It's not shown in this image. And the yellow arrow depicts a pier which was removed since this picture was taken. This is that same aerial, but this one is taken from the Gloucester County GIS system and shows the approximate property lines. This is the Newhouse property. The Walkers, who are opposing the application, live here, and then they also own the undeveloped parcel in between the two. These are the project drawings we received. Mr. Newhouse is proposing to construct a 30-foot by 15-foot open-sided boathouse to cover an existing lift located on the upstream side of an existing pier. The project drawings are a little sketchy, but they do provide the necessary dimensions. The boathouse roof will be 30 feet long in total, 15 feet wide in total, including overhangs, and 12 feet above the existing deck level. The existing pier extends 350 feet channel to mean high water, and according to the drawings, reaches a mean low water depth of minus 5 feet. It's quite shallow, as you might have picked up in the aerials, for a long way out, and then drops off rather rapidly. This drawing was provided with this application and the original pier application received in 2002. I've highlighted the pier that was brown. This is brown showing the existing pier. This is the proposed boathouse. During the review of the pier application in 2002, the applicant agreed to realign the pier away from the shared property line. Although they used this drawing with this application, the pier is more along this alignment here, the kind of orangey line here. The yellow line I've highlighted showing a extension of a property line which was included on the drawing. I've only highlighted that because it was shown on the drawings. I would like to, I believe it's important to note that although the drawing depicts the extension of the shared property line into the water, that line does not necessarily represent any kind of riparian boundary.
Got your message.
A riparian boundary or riparian area can only be determined by a court of chancery. The riparian boundary might angle either further upstream or further downstream.
Okay.
This is an aerial taken earlier this month. This is the pier, approximately 350-foot pier. The existing boat lift is on the left side of the pier. You're looking out towards the water. Another recent aerial, subject pier, location of the proposed open-sided boathouse. This pier and boathouse are the adjoining property owners, the Walkers. The Walkers believe the existing pier is close to their property and that the boathouse will affect their aesthetics and the value of the property. They suggest relocating the boat lift and proposed open-sided boathouse to the other side of the pier. The ground shot of the existing pier. It's a little bit closer ground shot. The existing boat lift is a overhead beam type lift supported by these four pilings. The pilings do not appear to be tall enough to be used to support the proposed boathouse. The proposed boathouse will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground. No state agencies have commented on the proposal. Just a couple more images. This is looking back towards the new house's house. This is looking downriver, existing boathouse downriver. And this is looking upriver. That's the Walker's boathouse. The existing pier and boat lift were applied for in 2002, and we determined at that time they met the exemption for private piers contained in Section 28.2.1203A5 of the Virginia Code. During the review of that application in 2002, the alignment of the pier was revised, and the pier does not angle as dramatically toward the Walker property as depicted in the current application. Nevertheless, although the pier originates approximately 100 feet from the shared property line with Ms. Walker, the pier does angle toward the imaginary extension of that shared property line, and the existing boat lift and proposed boat house are located on the upriver side of the pier closest to the Walker property. The existing boat lift is low profile, and the pilings appear to be too short to be utilized to support the proposed boat house. Accordingly, since the new piles will need to be driven for the boat house, staff does not believe it is unreasonable to require that the boat house be repositioned on the downriver side of the pier to minimize the encroachment and impacts on the adjoining property owner. Therefore, we recommend approval of the open-sided boathouse conditioned on it being located on the downriver southeast side of the existing pier. Be happy to try and answer any questions.
Can I get the lights, please?
Please.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you have an overhead drawing of the boathouse relative to the existing pier? I just want to make sure I understand what your recommendation
okay.
is.
Got this one here. Does that help?
Okay, so the boathouse will be located.
Let me go ahead and make that
large here.
The proposed boathouse is located right here where the existing lift is. What we've recommended is that the structure be located down here on this side.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Is the applicant here or Dennis? Schick, you have a question?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Is the applicant here or represented? Would you come forward, please, sir? Good afternoon. There's your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're providing will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Can you state your name and who you represent, please,
Michael
sir?
Michael E. Newhouse, representing myself.
Good to have you here, Mr. Newhouse.
Just two or three comments while he's doing this. The first one, I had a surveyor redo the property line, and there's a 40-foot end that wasn't showing on here. It curves upriver. And the projected line from the property line of Walker's to the farthest, closest to them of the existing lift is 67.5 feet.
Do you have that survey with you, sir?
No, I don't. But okay. That was, you know, he showed it. But it was done by A&S survey. Another thing, one of the other complaints was the amount of piling that would have to be in. There's my neighbors that are complaining. They have 8. Behind it is a 65 by 45 foot boathouse that just went up within 30 or 40 foot of a property line. So, you know, there's the commission must allow boathouses within close distance of property line. But this big one is close. The third and final thing is I had three estimates to get the boathouse done, put it where it is, not having to remove the lifts. They gave me a price. Two of them won't call me back, even though I do a lot of soil work for them. They're so busy. The third one says the price is double. He'd get to it within 2 years. If I could leave the lift there and he didn't have to fool with that, he's talking 6 months. So, financially, it's a big hit to move that lift and have it put on the other side. And the boathouse will be exactly where the lift is, 67 and a half foot from the extended property line. And really, that's all I've got to say.
Any questions for Newhouse? Mr. Fox and Mr. Schick?
So, in building the boathouse, he would just leave the lift alone and put new pilings in for the boathouse and leave the existing.
Well, they need at least four.
But they leave the existing.
It's a small boathouse.
The lift would stay on the existing
piling. Stay where it is. The main reason that two guys didn't want to do it, they didn't want to fool with removing those pilings and redoing the lift. Mm-hmm. The work, Piankatank, we had 4 inches, tide was 4 inches higher than Isabel in our area, and a lot of damage. So, and these guys are busy, and they don't want to fool with a boat lift. The one guy said he'd do it. It'd cost twice as much if he had to remove the lift and put it to the other side.
Mr. Schick. Yeah,
so, you answered one question as far as you're still going to drive pilings, but you're also going to use the ones that are there too to for support too of the cupboard. What you're saying is from the Channelwood corner of your boathouse to the surveyor's line, proper line, was 60 some feet.
67 and a half, they extended.
And do you know what it is from at shoreline from your pier to the property line, how many feet that is?
It's almost a little over 100.
Okay. So it still does angle a little bit that way, but not much.
But the reason they laid it out like that, the Corps of Engineers came and looked at, it squares up with our house. You come down the driveway and look down the fence at the pool, the pier, straight down a line and not.
Right.
And another complaint was they wanted us to put the pier in our old location, our neighbors did. We had 10 foot between a saltwater pond that the Corps wanted us to protect and normal low water. It's just a small area to get to the work. They said they'd rather not have equipment in there.
Right.
So that was, those old pilings were pulled off and disposed of.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Newhouse.
Thank you.
We have you back up. Anyone else in favor of the application? Anyone in opposition to Mr. Newhouse's application? Would you come forward, please? Good afternoon. You raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you will give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
I do.
You state your name and who you represent, please, for the record.
Yes, I'm Cheryl Walker, and I'm the adjacent property owner as well as the nearby property owner. When you were looking at the photograph, the beautiful one of the shoreline, there was a patch of it, particularly from the aerial view, and this kind of got lost in the translation, I think. You saw a patch of forest or trees.
Can we put one of those photos back up so I can have orientation of that ship, please, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the area. Well, it's...
There you go. I might slip in here behind you.
Oh, am I blocking the way? I'm sorry.
I should have kept this loaded up. Which one would you like?
Let's see, the one with the trees.
Here?
Yeah, that'll do
okay.
It. Well, no, that really won't do it. I hate to be so difficult. But that's good enough. That'll get my point across. It's good. That'll do.
Water's not coming up here, though.
You got the other one still on.
picture that.
Do you have to turn off?
There we go. There we go.
Put one down.
What is a little bit misleading here, if you don't mind if I walk over here, is you can actually see the ending of a seawall. And that is just about 7 feet to the left of my property line. So this little batch of trees right over to, right about here, is the other side of my property line. When we put the seawall up, we put it on the house, the property that I live on as well, because we have an erosion problem. But basically, my complaint is this. I have a narrow lot there. It's approximately, and I'll say approximately because I didn't measure it, 227 feet. And it's a sizable monetary investment because it's roughly 6 acres back in a pie shape to the farmer's field. And it is a beautiful view of the Piankatank River. And for those of us who live in this stretch of the Piankatank River, it is glorious because there's very little development except residential and farmers' fields and beautiful houses on our side of the river. Directly across the river in Middlesex County is nothing but beautiful residential. So it makes it extremely marketable. When Mr. Newhouse applied for his pier in 2002, it never crossed my mind to protest it because I really know nothing about piers. I have one, but it was there when I bought my house in 1993. So it never occurred to me, out of ignorance alone, that I not only had an incredibly long pier that is 350 feet out into the river, but on the end of that pier is a boat lift. Well, and in a large light, I guess, that warns boats that are coming up and down the river at night, and we do have night boat traffic, that there's a pier there. So we have a very obtrusive light that would light a small airport, and then we have this large boat lift thing sticking 350 feet out into the river. Well, what's done is done. That was my fault. I slept through that, and I probably would have complained. But now when I look at this drawing of this boathouse going up on the end, first of all, it tells me nothing about how many pier pilings that it would take to hold it up. But even I could kind of figure out 4 to 6 on each side. So we're going to block further the view, and then we're going to put a boat up in the middle of that to be suspended up in the sky, and that's going to block the view. And then we have assorted other things that people have on their piers, chairs and things like that, that we're all entitled to have. So I'm looking at my piece of property there that's valued between $200,000 and $300,000. And when I stand in the middle of the lot and I look out there, I basically see a pier and a lift today. Now, when this is all completed, I'm going to see something that's not too attractive. And what it does is it sincerely decreases the market value of my property. That sounds kind of selfish, but it is an investment, and I really do need to look at it that way. If you put that aside and you look at the aesthetics of the whole thing, it's criminal. Because if you look at this and you can see farther this way, you see a slope. And what we do is we round down into a beautiful half moon bay that comes this way, and it goes downriver towards the bay, towards the bridge. It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. So if you do nothing but sit on your pier and enjoy your view, and that's what this marketing value of this piece of property is about, there lies my problem. And I really hope that you will think about this for us and consider my investment. I thank you for the opportunity.
Anybody have any questions? Mr. Schick?
When did you put your covered boat?
I didn't.
Oh.
When I purchased my property in 1993, the pier and the boathouse cover was there. Now, we lost our pier to Isabel, and that was replaced about 18 months ago. But believe it or not, the storm didn't take the cover out.
You have no intentions of taking your boathouse down to increase your view?
Well, I have considered it because my boat was lost to Ernesto. So I won't promise anyone that I'm going to do that, because when I resell, it would be helpful, you know, to have a boat cover there. But at the moment, I'm so frustrated over losing a boat, there's no telling what I might do.
Right.
I've thought about burning it down, you know, but no, I'm not going to say that, because that would be dishonest of me.
Okay. Any other questions? I have one.
Yes.
The piece of property that you indicate that's between there that is highly marketable,
yes,
and valuable to you, are you going to preclude anyone from placing a pier and boathouse on that piece of property when it's sold?
I never thought about that. To tell you the truth.
Well, it would certainly be obtrusive to your view on your established piece of property if someone purchases that piece of property. I just wondered.
But I plan to live out the rest of my days at 8639 Free Welcome Lane. I own both pieces of property outright, and I would, if I ever had to sell, and you never know what life will do for you, I may have to sell it. But I think probably to market a piece of property, it would be unwise of me to say that you couldn't put a pier on it. I don't think that would help me. But if I had to sell that lot, I would have to probably sell the one I live in, but I can't be sure of that.
I understand.
You know, I don't know the future. I just know what I look at today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Any further questions? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Newhouse, you've got 2 minutes to respond, please, sir.
Pardon me?
I said you have 2 minutes to respond if you would like. If you don't want...
I just have a comment.
Well, come, make sure you come up here to make it so it's on the record, sir.
One thing about the length of the pier, the river curves around. Like, from theirs to mine, I've got 3 or 4 foot of water at normal high tide.
Yes, sir.
Several times this summer, we couldn't even get the boat out. And the second thing, just a comment from my neighbors, the biggest developer in the county, Bob Foster, came down for some soil work for me to do. He said, my wife and I tripled the value of that piece of property. And the neighbors are probably mad because we probably doubled theirs because of what we've done in our gardens and yards. So we haven't degraded anybody's property.
Thank you, sir. The matter's before the commission.
I'd like to move that we approve the application as applied for.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Motion was made by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously.